Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Yeah, that's what they call me around here, and justly deserved too, Mr. Humble, at your service. Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Sam Norwood's here. I know you're excited. I'm glad. I'm excited too. He's been an independent advisor to corporate America for decades, and like me, he goes way back into the last century. And he's been a CEO himself of companies. He's been advising them on many different levels, and today that's what he's doing as well. And he's joins us on a regular basis to talk about how you and I can become better, smarter, more professional, more sophisticated CEOs of our business. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jim. I'm always happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Sam, let's talk about the roles of the financial management team that a company has, and not just that they have, but maybe the evolution of that role. You know, when a founder starts out their small business, like I did, for example, you know, I was the janitor, I was the cost accountant, I was the salesman, I was the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And most people know what that's like. But after a while, you grow and you get more business, and you start having to count more parts and get more SKUs and different things, and you start needing to really hold things together. And is a bookkeeper the first step in that evolution?
I think bookkeeper is what you need when you're getting going. There are great software packages that you can buy cheaply, such as QuickBooks, and you need somebody who is proficient on QuickBooks. And they can get you up and get you going. There comes a time pretty quickly that you decide that your best time is devoted to developing customers,
right?
Watching the operations, hiring people, getting products and services out the door, and not keeping score. So you hire a bookkeeper who keeps the score for you and gives you reports once a month and sets up to file the tax returns and is able to help you in the collection of receivables and that sort of thing.
And in the early day, and basically get you established on some kind of a record keeping discipline, right?
Yeah, you need a routine. I recommend a monthly closing. Naturally, if you're running your business every day, you're going to have a couple of things you're going to look at: cash in the bank, you know, being a big one, daily sales, and so forth. But once a month, you need to close those books and get a real profit loss statement called an income statement and a balance sheet. It tells you where you are and what you have. Do it monthly, and that way you can compare to not only the same period for the prior year, which normally in a growing business is going to be pretty rewarding, see your progress, but also if you are building a plan and expressing that in a budget, you compare it to your budget so you know whether or not you're on plan.
That's right. And this is where a bookkeeper, what you were just now saying, though, is where we start crossing over a little bit from bookkeeper to accountant, aren't we?
Yes. An accountant will have a more sophistication in helping you analyze what the numbers mean, that you need when your situation becomes a little more sophisticated. You need to know more things, you'll upgrade from bookkeeper to accountant, who will be more knowledgeable about how to file the your income statements and create more information that is helpful to you in running your business. Your basic things can come from a bookkeeper. An accountant becomes more your partner and advisor, and helps you keep score. And also, accountants typically are more sophisticated personally and can help you in your planning process. And begins to count as management as opposed to the more clerical.
So the bookkeeper tells you this is what you got.
Yeah.
The accountants will tell you this is what you got, this is what you need. You need more of this, you need less of that.
Yeah. Here's what you got, and here's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to express the difference.
And of course, both of those, depending on your company, the way you are, both of those can be full time or part time.
They can be.
Or outsourced. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to spend a lot more time talking about the next levels up, by the way, and also the outsource opportunities for this, these disciplines, these accounting disciplines, bookkeeping and accounting disciplines. 20 till, right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.